Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
We are very happy to continue our regular feature on the Roundtable Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It's our chance to check in with the Humanities Councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas. And this morning, we spotlight the New Jersey Council for the Humanities and discuss how archaeology can inform and expand our interpretation of historic sites. In October, the New Jersey Council for the Humanities is celebrating National Arts and Humanities Month with a series of grant-funded events on the theme 350 Years of New Jersey. In connection with the celebration, Dr. Jennifer Janofsky has delivered a series of talks at the Woodbury Public Library with respect to her work as curator of the Red Bank Battlefield Park, and she joins us this morning for Ideas Matter, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Great to be with you guys.
Very nice to have you here. So give us an idea of the words, of the ideas that you're trying to get across through your lectures, through talking, and this opportunity of a month showcasing what's going on at this particular site and in the larger context of the history of the state of New Jersey.
Sure. Well, Red Bank Battlefield Park was the site of an extremely influential battle in October of 1777. The American forces leveled a heavy loss against greatly outnumbered Hessian forces. And so one of the interesting things about our park is we're a 44-acre park in Gloucester County right along the Delaware River. And we have a neighborhood that abuts the park. And you know, people walk through our park every day, not exactly clear of the historical importance of what had taken place here. So it's been extremely exciting to talk to the public about this archaeological project that we're going to have beginning this spring, to talk about the history that is quite literally right in South Jersey's backyard. And so we've got a tremendous public response. A lot of people are really excited to learn more about the battle, to learn more about archaeology. They walk through the park all the time, and now is an opportunity to actually see what's underneath the surface of the park.
When, through this archaeology, what exactly is the plan? I mean, do you know what you're going to find, or are there wishes there that may not be fulfilled?
We have lots of wishes. I'm not certain if all will be fulfilled. We do know that there has been no formal archaeological survey of Red Bank, of the immediate battle area that, in the park here. And so from that perspective, it's extremely exciting to have a professional team of archaeologists take a look at the site. They're going to do what's known as a Phase 1 and Phase 2 archaeological survey. So in layman's terms, what that means is they're going to come in with their ground-penetrating radar machines and do their best to map the original boundaries of Fort Mercer within the park's boundaries. And so we don't have a good sense of where exactly the fort stood in the park. So getting a better sense of where it was will help us better mark and interpret the site for people. Of course, we're always greatly excited to find objects in the park. And over the years, many of our visitors have stumbled across things that have come to the surface, or they've done some digging on their own and found things like grape shot and musket balls. And so those are always extremely exciting finds for us. But one of the intriguing aspects of this project is that after the Battle of Red Bank, we know that there were a tremendous number of Hessian fatalities, and they were buried here in the park. And over the years, we know that some of those remains have been removed through erosion from the Delaware River and also attempts to just move them to a more proper site. But we're not certain if all those remains have been recovered. So there is the potential to find Hessian soldiers buried here in the park, and that would be extremely exciting for us.
Just a quick geography lesson for people if they're not familiar with the park and where we're talking about. If you were to stand out on the northern tarmac of the Philadelphia International Airport and look across the Delaware River, you would be looking into the park, the Red Bank Park, correct?
That is correct. From my desk right now, I'm looking directly at Philadelphia International Airport, and immediately to the north is Fort Mifflin, right across
right.
from us on the river. Right.
So having grown up in that area and knowing your park and that area very, very well, I'm curious as to how pristine it is in the sense of how much have you been able to really find out the true story? Are there limitations in what you've been able to find out through historical records as well as through just the the construction and destruction of that area as a whole?
Sure. One of the frustrating aspects, I think, of really getting a good sense of what Fort Mercer looked like is that Fort Mercer was a huge earthen structure that actually would have spanned outside what is now the park's boundaries. So there is a neighborhood that comes right up against the park. And so what's interesting is that parts of Fort Mercer are now in those neighbors' backyards. And so from the archaeological perspective, we are not going to be going into neighbors' yards and things like that. So what we can determine within the park is a bit limited. And the other frustrating, I think, aspect of this project is that the Battle of Red Bank does not get a lot of academic attention, and it's frustrating from a professional historian's perspective to not have more people realize the importance of the battle. We're doing ongoing research here, and one of the things that we find is completely fascinating is that a large number of African Americans fought in the battle, and this is new historical information that we're excited to share with people. So, of course, from the archaeological perspective, if we can learn about the experiences of African Americans in the military at that time, that would be a wonderful bonus, too.
Dr. Jennifer Janofsky is curator at Red Bank Battlefield Park and is a fellow in public history at Rowan University. It is really a fascinating site. And if folks want to find out more information about the site, what's the best email or best web address for them?
Sure. You can reach us through our Gloucester County website. If you go to the Gloucester County website and look for Parks and Recreation, they administer our park, and there's information about the park and the Ann and James Whitehall House located here at the park. And we're also on Facebook at Whitehall House, and that's a great way to keep up with all the special events that we're having this year, and it'll also be a great way to keep up with what's going on with the archaeological dig.
Dr. Jennifer Janofsky, thank you very much for joining us this morning. A great pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.